Casting your vote in an election independently and in secrecy is something that many of us take for granted. But if you're blind or partially sighted, there are some obstacles. Now, RNIB has worked with the devolved governments around the UK and the Electoral Commission to look at options to make these more accessible. And an event has taken place at the Forth Valley Sensory Centre in Falkirk. We have with us James Adams, who's the director of RNIB Scotland, and Jackie Whitting, who's the centre manager. Tell me a little bit about the difficulties then that people are facing.
Obviously, secret ballot is a sacrosanct thing in a democracy, and it's so very important that people feel able and confident to be able to go cast their vote, and only them knowing how they voted. The experience that RNIB's uncovered of people with sight loss is that 1 in 5 blind people feel confident, which means 4 in 5 people who are blind do not feel confident being able to vote in confidence and in secret. And also, out of those who are partially sighted, only just under half feel confident being able to go to vote in secret. Some of the issues are largely practical issues, just about, you know, going to the polling station, getting the ballot, being able to read what's on the ballot paper, and then being able to actually use your vote and be confident that you're the only person who's knowing how you voted. Now, in the Scottish Parliament last year, there was a law passed which affects Scottish Parliament elections and local government elections. And as part of that legislation, RNIB Scotland successfully influenced so that the law says that there has to be a way of accessible voting for people with sight loss. So the Scottish Government we're working with, and they're being great, they're trying to find different ways to utilise technology, sort of low-tech or high-tech. So today is just examining the audio device, which RNIB has developed, as one possible option. Typically, what a polling station will have is a tactile voting device, which is like a plastic overlay that goes over your ballot paper. So somebody with sight loss will be able to read over and find where they are on the ballot paper by the tactile voting device indicating numerically. And in fact, the High Court found that to be an unlawful method because it doesn't actually guarantee the secrecy of the ballot for people with sight loss. So what we've got today is an audio device that we're going to load up audio-described ballot paper, which corresponds to the tactile voting device, and just make that process a little bit easier, we hope.
And the politicians will get a chance to try this out today. Jackie Whitting is also with us. Jackie, you're the centre manager at Forth Valley Sensory Centre. You do a lot of events like this. You've got a lot going on. So you're expecting a busy time?
It is obviously, as James said, a very important discussion that needs to take place. And then, of course, we're hoping that action will spring from that discussion. And today we've got the centre set up like a polling station, and it's an opportunity for us to show off our newly refurbished tech hub. And I suppose today is a shining example of how we can use this space going forward to highlight issues like the lack of accessibility for voting, and there will be many other issues that we can use the space for.
Should be interesting as well for the politicians to come along, and I think they're going to have the sim specs on, so they're going to also get to find out what it's like to have different sight loss conditions and the difficulties that throws up, because, you know, not all sight conditions are the same.
No, that's true. And I think it will be really quite thought-provoking, because trying to use the tactile device on its own is problematic. But when you are sighted, it's difficult. But if you put on these sim specs, it makes it extremely difficult to use. So it should really drive home the message, hopefully, and not in a gimmicky way. You know, in no way are we saying, oh, we know what it's like to have these eye conditions. It's really just to draw attention to the fact that this is a serious problem.
One of the politicians attending today's event is George Adams, MSP. What's your impressions of the event today so far?
I think the event's been very good. It gives us an opportunity, all of us, to actually see the difficulties. It's not that we are unaware of the difficulties of those with sight loss or visual impairment and the challenges they face when it comes to voting. It gives us an opportunity to be able to experience it. I've already been in the voting booth. I've used a pair of the glasses in order to get the full experience. I'll admit, Alan, it was quite challenging just to get myself to a part of the polling station to the other. I could see, basically, when I looked at the actual voting sheet, I could literally just see the names at the top and the numbers down the side. It was a single transferable vote. I think they did that to make it more challenging for us all, so that we all had to do 1, 2, 3, 4. But actually going through, I found the audio quite interesting. You were able to rewind it, check which candidate you were wanting to actually vote for. As you probably know, Alan, I'm the Minister for Parliamentary Business, so part of my portfolio is elections, and it's for myself to make sure that this actually does work when it does go out in the field. You know, I'm open to all this new technology and other ways of looking at it, but at the end of the day, I needed to work, and for me, this did work. And will we be able to make sure that everybody who has a visual impairment has a seamless transition from the front door of the polling station to going back out the door?
Another MSP attending the events at the Forth Valley Census Centre is Stephen Kerr. Stephen, what was it like trying to cast your vote with the SIM specs on? What kind of problems did that throw up for you?
The glasses that I was wearing meant that the vision was all very blurred. There were patches of vision that gave me clear sight, and there were other bits that were really, really blurred. So it was very disorientating. What I was given today was certainly very helpful. I was able to cast my votes. I was able to hear the names of the candidates and the parties and what order they appeared on the ballot paper. I think the challenge was to be able to remember, having listened to all of the candidates in their relative positions. I could make as many votes as I wanted and order them 1, 2, 3. It would require you going backwards and forwards on the recording. The recording was brilliant. Clear voice, very clear audio. Any advance that can be made to make this possible for everybody who qualifies to vote, then it's absolutely essential we do it.
Robert Mooney is a councillor with Glasgow City Council and has a visual impairment as well. Do you think what's been on show here today will make a difference to them?
I would hope so. It's extremely important that everybody has the means to vote independently. And for too many years, that's not been the case for people who are blind. It'd be interesting to know how that will transfer into a postal vote, because people should be entitled to take a postal vote as well, especially people with disabilities who find it difficult to get to and access polling stations. So I hope when this is incorporated, it'll be easy enough to do from home.
Possibly as well, you know, when the polling card comes through your door, you know, that's not accessible. How do I know it's my card? How do I know where to go? How do I get there? I suppose a postal votes would come into play there. But, you know, people do want to go to the polling station, but those cards have to be accessible in the first place.
Absolutely, but I know that going to the polling station is the preferred choice of many, but there is a large amount of people who want to vote by post, and blind people should have that choice as well.
So a successful event today at the Forth Valley Sensory Centre, and it seems to be a positive start to making voting accessible if you're blind or partially sighted.